Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads. Or any dumbass that has need to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest stick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Kadusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today is Monday, November 9th, 2009. And I know this is already all over the news, but this shit is really starting to bug me because they are trying to throw this guy underneath the bridge, or underneath the bus, as they say. I'm joined with my boy Pat from Pennsylvania. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
How you doing?
So, we're talking about that dude that shot up, or supposedly by himself shot up Fort Hood, killing 13 people. And basically, he shot like 43 people.
He was the CIA plant.
You think so, though? But
yes, absolutely. And these days, everything is a CIA plant.
Everything's you know better because you're a vet yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to deal with the CIA in Nam, right?
Yeah.
I mean, besides saying like, oh, everything's a CIA plant, what makes you say that this guy was a CIA plant?
Too crazy. Just like the World Trade Center. Who did that?
Okay, well, I've been looking up articles and shit. Nadel Malik Hassan, he was been in the Army since 1995. He was an Army psychiatrist who was listed as a participant in the Homeland Security Policy Institute Presidential Transition Task Force last year, and he received his med degree from the Military Uniformed Service University for Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland, and in 2001 he graduated from Virginia Tech.
Hmm.
Does anybody remember what happened in Virginia Tech like last year?
So easy to forget things.
Yeah. And they keep saying, oh, he's dead, he's alive, he's alive, he's dead. Oh, now he's in critical condition. The last time I checked, he's still alive. He got shot 4 times in the chest by a woman who they're saying that she's a hero. But and also they were talking about, in fact, on crotchoutradio.com, we posted an article that there was multiple shooters. And they're saying that one of the shooters died. They keep changing the story up. They changed the story up way too many times.
He's government connected. What could I tell you, bro?
Yeah, well. And I mean, at first, now they're saying that. Well, here, let me just break this down. Here are some. There's some strange facts here. CNN reported over 100 shots were fired in the attack. Logic dictates that over 100 shots were not fired by a single individual, surrounded by military personnel and special police forces.
Yeah.
Okay. CNN. FBI was investigating Nidal Hassan 6 months ago. And, yeah, and of course, I just said, what?
Where's the co-host, Glenn at?
He's working today.
So why didn't you let Benny fill in for him?
Cause he can't. He can't. He can't fill in today.
Can't what?
He can't fill in today. I don't know why he can't fill in today. He just can't fill in today.
You should put the hammer down here.
The what?
You should put the hammer down to these people. They think
what
they want.
The fuck am I supposed to do? They don't get paid.
They get notoriety on a great show like the Cross Chat Radio Show. Who else listens to this trash?
What?
Who else listens to this trash?
I got people listening in the chat room on crossshotradio.com/listen live.
Oh, I see. How many?
So far, just one person.
And who's that
but
one
it,
person? Me?
No, Kevin.
Kevin.
He's got somebody else. We got someone else. We got two chat rooms going on. The one that you called in and the other one. And we got one on the website for people to listen live.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, wait.
And
let
we
me
got
a couple of logs on the fire. Go ahead.
All righty. And a video surfaced of the alleged shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, attending a Homeland Security Task Force conference, which I just noticed, which I just mentioned before. Major Hassan's name appears on page 29 of the George Washington University Homeland Security Policy Institute's Thinking Anew Security Priorities for the Next Administration. And that was from that's taken from gwumc.gwu.edu/h. You know, I'll just put the damn link in on the website. Proceedings at reports for the HSPI, Presidential Transition Task Force, April 28th to January 2009. The reported date was May 19, 2009. Numerous media accounts, Major Hassan's neighbors, medical trainers, colleagues, friends, cousins, uncles, grandfather, even the store owner where he bought his food prior to the shooting, all he preys on Major Hassan's temperament. This appears to be a psyop 6 ways to Sunday, as you say.
Yep. Appears to be.
It appears to be. Early on Thursday, he showed no signs of worry, stress when he stopped at the 7-Eleven for his daily breakfast of hash browns, said Janine Strickland, the store's manager. He came in Thursday morning just like normal, he said. Nothing weird, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never planned on shooting a whole bunch of people, but does that sound normal to you?
I don't know. Look what they did on the World Trade Center. They killed 3,000 people. That's supposed to be normal now.
No, but check that out. But those people actually went to, like, strip clubs and all that.
Yeah, look at Manny. I mean, that's his uncle died there. I'm sure his uncle was a little fruity, though.
Wow.
You didn't see any girls with him, did you?
Damn.
Rudy Kazooty.
Yeah, speaking about faggots, Benny Cornell just sent me a text message being a bitch again.
What did he say?
He called me a bitch, but he's a bitch.
Give me his number and I'll fucking send him a text message.
I can't.
Lou, I will say your address right now. If you don't send me an...
See, why you got to give me a warning? That's what I'm saying, though. You can't give me a warning. Of course I'm going to mute you. And he hangs up. So this is... According to NASDAQ, the Dow Jones Newswire, a second gunman in custody after a shooting at the Army's Fort Hood in Texas, in which at least 7 people were killed and 12 wounded, reports KCEN-TV of Waco. The report comes about 2 hours after the first suspect was captured shortly after gunfire broke out. Authorities say the gunmen were dressed in fatigues, though it's not confirmed whether they are military personnel. It is not known if the victims were military personnel or civilians. The incident reportedly began at Fort Hood's Theater and then moved to the Soldier Readiness Processing Center in Killeen City. Public information officer Hillary Shrine told Fox News a graduation ceremony was scheduled to take place on Thursday. So we got reports of second shooters, which are just disappeared, and already they're blaming. And here's a form from MSNBC. It's always Al Qaeda. Iman tied to 9/11 hijackers praises Hassan, alleged Fort Hood shooter is conscious and talking at Army Hospital. A radical American Iman on Yemen's most wanted militant list, who had contact with two 9/11 hijackers on Monday, praised alleged Fort Hood shooter Major Nadal Malik Hassan as a hero on his personal website. The posting, let me see if I got any callers. If anybody wants to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Exactly. Exactly. Call in. Of course, I mean, this is obviously a psyop. Oh, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, 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 you could, you know, we're getting one of the terrorists just posted. Oh, yeah, okay, we're happy that he did this. Oh, wow, okay. The posting on the website for Anwar al-Awlaki, who was a spiritual leader at two mosques with three 9/11 hijackers worship, said American Muslims who condemned the attacks on the Texas military base last week are hypocrites who have committed treason against their religion. Awaki said that the only way a Muslim can justify serving in the U.S. military is if he intends to follow in the footsteps of men like Nadal. Nadal is a hero. He is a man of conscience who could not bear living the contradiction of being a Muslim and serving in an army that is fighting against his own people, Awaki wrote. Allegedly he wrote this. I mean, yeah, it's not like you could type anything on the internet, really. You know, the same excuse they give us 9/11 truthers that, okay, look, we did a lot of research online. It's like, hey, you know what? You can write anything. Anybody can write anything and be like, hey, yeah, you know, this is, we support this, yeah. Two U.S. intelligence officials told the Associated Press that the website was Awalki's. They spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the intelligence collection. Awlaki did not immediately respond to an attempt to contact him through the website. Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, is accused of killing 13 and wounding 29. You know, the numbers keep changing. That's another thing, another contradiction. The numbers, first is like, now there's 29 wounded, there's 30 wounded, now there was 12 wounded, 7 dead, you know, in the shooting spree Thursday. Authorities say Hassan fired off more than 100 rounds before civilian police shot him in the torso. He was taken into custody, eventually moved to an Army hospital. We got who we got in the chat room. We got Anonymous. We got what up? So, you know, I got Benny. You know what? Hold on. Let me call him. He wants to play around now. Freaking Benny. Just calling my co-host now, one of my other co-hosts, because he's being a fucking animal right now. Oops. Being a little fucking bitch right now, and I'm just going to have to smack him down again. All right. Yeah, calling him now. He's working right now.
Hello?
The fuck is your problem? you know, you're the one who's being a real bitch right now. Golly. I'm trying to do a show and I got you freaking IMing me. You bitch. And I'm like, and I'm actually doing your voice while I'm reading it too. It's like, you're a bitch. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 You don't want to talk shit now, huh?
I got nothing to say.
You got nothing to say, of course. Got a cock in your mouth.
More like a ravioli.
And that's when he realized he was trying to reclaim his guineaness.
Reclaim
his guineaness, yes.
Yeah.
Nah. Let me guess, is Chef Boyardee?
Crazy?
Or is Bertoli? So what's up with your boy shooting up soldiers and shit?
Not mine, that's yours.
That's yours, man. It sounds like some shit that you would do.
Mm-mm.
You'd be like, yo, they ran out of... They ran out of chocolate sauce. I gotta start killing niggas. They ran out of fried chicken and malt liquor. I'm shooting up a bowl fucking auditorium and shit.
I gotta go because I want to finish eating.
All right, go fuck yourself.
I'll hit up the chat room.
All righty. That was That's Faggy Carnero right there. Yeah, so we got that going. Actually, here. Hassan, reported by CBS, Hassan computer reveals no terror ties. A preliminary review of the computer of Major Nadal Malik Hassan, the accused shooter in 30.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thursday's rampage at Fort Hood, in which 13 people were killed, has revealed no evidence of any connection to terror groups or conspirators, according to law enforcement officials. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports that an examination of the computer has revealed Hassan visited websites promoting radical Islamic views, but investigators have not found any email communications with outside facilitators or known terrorists. One, well, hey, he's the lone gunman. He's the lone gunman. Wait a minute. No, there were multiple shooters. No, but he's the lone gunman. Oh, well, but he's also Muslim. Oh, no. No, but he has, but, oh, and he went to the same church or same mosque as the terrorist. Oh, no, but he has no ties with anybody. He didn't know. So what, he just snapped? He just snapped and he got somebody else? Curiouser and curiouser. It really is weird. It really is weird. Officials, U.S. officials aware of Hassan's efforts to contact Al-Qaeda. Okay. Again, they checked his computer. They couldn't find any emails sent trying to communicate them. But, oh, here's another conflicting report from ABC. From ABC now. So, here we go. U.S. intelligence agencies were aware months ago that Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan was attempting to make contact with people associated with Al-Qaeda. Two American officials briefed on classified material in the case told to ABC News. Okay, all right, let's go back to this. A preliminary review of the computer of Major Nadal Malik, the accused shooter in Thursday's rampage at Fort Hood, 13 people were killed. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports that the examination of the computer has revealed Hassan visited websites. We all visit websites. Oh, I probably visited a terrorist website. Probably called Infowars.com. promoting radical Islamic views. You know, I've also been to a terrorist website, wearechange.org. but investigators have not found any email communications with outside facilitators. In fact, okay, let's check the date. Let's check the date of this one, this report. Let's see. Okay, so November 8th, there was no... Nobody found nothing. Nobody found nothing. And, okay, November 9th. Oh, wow, we found there was connections. Again, more and more, you know, contradictions. Like, maybe they found more information, maybe they didn't. But this is really weird. The FBI and the Army were looking into whether Major Nadal Hassan had an association with militants at Virginia Mosque, where two 9/11 hijackers prayed, a source says. The FBI and Army on Sunday were investigating whether military psychiatrists suspected in the Fort Hood shooting rampage had an association with militants at a mosque in Virginia or in cyberspace. A senior federal law enforcement official said there was no immediate evidence of such a link, nor any direct connection between the suspected gunman, Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan, 39, a terrorist group and terrorist groups or individuals either in person or online. So there was no immediate evidence, but wait for it. It's good. Fort Hood shootings, Texas Army killer linked to September 11 terrorists. Major Nadal Malik Hassan worshipped at a mosque led by a radical imam said to be a spiritual advisor to three of the hijackers who attacked America on September 11th. Hassan, the sole suspect in the Manchurian Candidate-style massacre of 13 fellow U.S. soldiers in Texas, attended the controversial Dar al-Haraya Mosque in Great Falls, Virginia in 2001, at the same time of the September 11th terrorists. The Sunday Telegraph has learned that his mother's funeral was held there in May that year. Okay? So we established, the only thing we established here was he was an observant Muslim. And no ties, yes ties, no ties, yes ties, no ties. you know, they're flip-flopping. They're flip-flopping too much, which means they have nothing. They have nothing. Jack and shit is what they have. Again, if anybody wants to call in, here's the number again.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
So, I mean, hey, I guess, hey, it took 40 years and still nobody knows who shot Kennedy. I guess they're using the same tactics, but hey, you know. Okay, so suspected Fort Hood shooter prayed at the same mosque as 9/11 terrorists. Really? I wonder how many people out there prayed in the same church as drug dealers, as, you know, as mass murderers. I mean, look, if how many people prayed in the same church as George Bush, does that make them idiots? No. Do they have a link to the president, to the vice president? No, they don't. They have no link. Just because you go to the same place where you frequent the same place, and what, this was before September 11th is what they're saying? It may, you know, he buried his mom. Or he had a funeral there for his mother? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Is that the best they have? I mean, is there video of him shooting people? I mean, they have they released any video? I mean, I got people in the chat room. So, still, I mean, look, they're again, I mean, my major problem with this whole story is that they're flip-flopping way too much, and their evidence is circumstantial at best. And all they're trying to do, all the media is really doing is trying to demonize the Muslim religion again. And, you know, I might be getting called a liberal for this because I'm not going to jump to conclusions. But innocent until proven guilty, that is our way, that is our legal system. I mean, but if they have video of him shooting, if they prove that he shot people, you know, then I'll be like, all right, fine, but he had to have been pushed to do it somehow. But there is a second shooter out there. There has to be a second shooter. Oh man, sorry. So here's what's the next story we got here? Fort Hood shooting suspect. Oh wait, oops, I just said that. U.S. Army gunman act impossible. Grandfather, the grandfather, U.S. Army psychiatrist accused of shooting dead 13 people and wounding 30 others at a base in Texas, said on Saturday he found it impossible to believe his grandson had committed the act. He is a doctor and loves the U.S., Ismail Mustafa Hamad told Reuters in an interview at his home in Palestine town of Al-Bahrain. America made him what he is. Huh. And it's again, it was reported by Reuters. Oh. So the article goes on to say U.S.-born Major Nadel Malik Hassan, 39, was a Muslim and the son of immigrant parents, was shot during the attack and is being held at the hospital in San Antonio, Texas. Whether he became angry or something else, I don't know. What I do know is that it is impossible that he would do something like that, Hamad, 88, said. Hassan, who had spent years counseling wounded soldiers, many of whom had lost limbs fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan last visited him in the occupied West Bank some 10 years ago. Hamad said he had since visited his grandson in the United States. Hamad appeared to rule out political motive. He used to come to my house to stay with me and entertain me. He never took an interest in politics, and he didn't even like watching television, Hamad said. Would a grandfather lie? I mean, I don't know. Would he lie? I know my grandfather wouldn't have lied for me. If I was like, he did. Wow, yeah, no, seriously. He killed people because he liked that shit. You know, if that was me, but that's probably just me because my whole family, a bunch of bastards. Which is, I am the bastard I am today. Again, reported by ABC, November 6th article. Nadal Malik Hassan suspected Fort Hood shooter was called Camel Jockey. Fort Hood shooting suspect Major Nadal Malik Hassan wanted out of the Army. Wanted out of the Army after being constantly harassed by others in the military and was called a camel jockey, his family said. As Hassan was about to be deployed to Iraq, he was suffering from some of the same stresses that he was trained as an Army psychiatrist to treat. Although the 39-year-old had just been promoted to major in May. Alright, so he was promoted to major. And he was being investigated 6 months ago by the FBI. I'm just staying quiet for it to sink in. And here we go. I hate him. I hate him so much. I hate him so fucking much right now. Oh, God, Benny Carnero, I'm going to kick his fucking ass one of these days. Apparently became very disgruntled in a mission in Iraq and Afghanistan and voiced that a lot of his colleagues said. Representative Michael McCall, a Republican from Texas. He also voiced it to the world in an internet posting where he compared suicide bombers to GIs who saved their colleagues by throwing themselves on a grenade. Just keep in mind, the mass killers pretty much know that they want to die, and they tend to take as many people with them as they can in a shooting, said former FBI agent and ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett, who also believes Hassan didn't want to survive the Fort Hood shooting. Oh man, this is bullshit. Yes. And of course, terror attack not ruled out. Alleged shooter is alive and in stable conditions, said General Bob Crane. Even though they said that he was killed, now he's alive, then he's in critical condition, now he's in stable condition, he's talking now, he's walking, he's jumping, he's doing jump shots, he's playing for the Yankees next year, he's helping the Knicks make it to the World Championship. This guy is fantastic, he's Superman. Now, you know what I'm going to go as far as to say is Nadal Hassan is a Highlander. He's a Highlander. The only way you could kill him is if you chop off his head. He's fine. He's he's training with his sword to become, because there can only be one. There can only be one. I am immortal. No. Okay, so I don't got that Queen song, so yeah. So anyway, I'm gonna take a quick break. This is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters
are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government, and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crossshot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crossshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crossshot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrossshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crossshot Radio Show sent you. Read.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sitting, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crossshot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crossshot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrossshotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor to the Crossshot Radio Show. So new that I have to do this live read because I haven't even done a recorded commercial yet. Logo Nerds, have a nerd design a logo for you for just $27. That's $27. Have a logo done for you. I mean, where do you hear that happening? It's you don't. $27, it's fantastic. That's it's cheap. It's cheapy on the cheap. We're cheap. You get it done, you get it nice and done, bada bing, bada boom, you fill out a questionnaire. Just go to crossshotradio.com, click the banners on top, and help us out. You help us out by going there. Also, I'd like to also bring this up. We actually got some camcorders we're selling on the site. You could get a high-definition camcorder with 3-inch flip LCD screen, 720p, for $106.88. A 4-gigabyte PMP DV camcorder, 2.5-inch swivel screen, for just $66.94. And a handheld HD digital camcorder, $97. And if you're a smoker and you want to quit, the electronic cigarette anti-smoking aid with realistic flavor, $23. And, of course, delivery.com. I've mentioned, always mentioned delivery.com. Really check them out. Click the banners. Really, it just helps us out if you click the banners and just buy. And also, I know you can listen to them free. You can always listen to all my pranks free on the website. But if you want a CD, a nice press $10 CD, you get all my prank calls, all of them, not just you get all 22 prank calls on one CD. You get Kill Me Please Hooker, the Mary Cone, Cocksucker, Taco Culo, Pizza, Icky Mao, Got the Stuff, Doggy Bag, Cougar Prank, Chihuahua Balls, Breakup, Beautiful, Wanna Fight, Jamaican Prank, Messing with the Latins, Wake Up Call, Did You Call Me Mommy, and the World Series Victory prank calls, part one through five. You get all that, $10 on a CD, that's shipping and handling included, $10. Holy shit. And you know what? You could go out. You could play it for your friends. Buy one for your grandmother. Buy one. It makes a great gift for Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. You don't want to spend up too much money. Hey, you know what? Why buy your fiance a ring? Just give her one of my CDs. You know, Mazel Tov. You know, got a bar mitzvah coming. You know, L'chaim. Here you go. Boom. Prank call CD, Louis B. Screwdrivers. Bada bing, bada boom. Check them out. I play them on the show. You know, and of course, they're always free to download off the site. You just go. Right, go to crotchoutradio.com/pranks. Right click, download, and enjoy for free. So, I mean, but definitely please help us out by buying a CD. All right. So, because we're hungry. We're hungry. We're so hungry. We got to get some food in us, you know? And they don't give food for free. Just, you know, buy our CD. We got that going. So, with that being said.
Why do the full-box forces of the new American insurgent battle to shake the foundations of the world order? Assembly lines, consensus, predict, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, one, to the trenches, suit up the force.
Yeah. We, surveillance video shows Fort Hood suspect before the shooting. And this thing didn't load correctly. A picture began to emerge Thursday of the suspect in the Fort Hood shootings as a mental health professional who worked to help others in high-stress situations. The gunman was identified as Major Nadel Malik Hassan, 39, a law enforcement source told CNN. Hassan's office at the base's Darnell Army Medical Center. It's about a mile from the shootings where the 13 people were killed and 30 were wounded. Hassan had been telling his family since 2001 that he wanted to get out of the military, said spokeswoman for his cousin, Nadar Hassan. Hassan told his family that, man, you know what, seriously? Yeah, these middle-aged names are just hard as fuck, really? I wonder what they would think of Louis B. Louis B. I think it's pretty easy for them to say. My name is Louis B. Or just call me Mama-san. Mama-san, Mama-san, Lama-san. Yeah, okay. A owner of the 7-Eleven at Fort Hood said Hassan, whom he knows as Major Nadal, came in for coffee and hash browns most mornings, including the morning of the shootings. Surveillance video from the store obtained by CNN shows a man who, according to his store owner, is Hassan at the cashier counter at about 6:20 a.m. Thursday, about 7 hours before the mass shooting. He was carrying a beverage and dressed in traditional Arab garb. Another surveillance video from Tuesday showed the man in scrubs. He looks normal, the owner said. Came in, had his hash browns and coffee, as you see in the surveillance video. The owner said he was too busy to chat with Hassan on Thursday, but through brief talks, learned the officer's background was Jordanian, though he didn't speak Arabic well. He said Hassan didn't wear a wedding ring and jokingly said several times whether the owner knew a bride for him. Hassan would also ask the owner whether he planned to attend Friday prayers. The owner said he was too busy. Hassan said he would be deployed to Afghanistan, so the owner said. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, who had been briefed by a general at the Post, told CNN that Hassan was to have been deployed to Iraq and was unhappy about it. Staff Sergeant Mark Molano, based at Fort Knox, Kentucky, told CNN Hassan treated him for post-traumatic stress disorder earlier this year at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Dr. Hassan provided me with nothing but the best care, Milano said. He was a very well-mannered, polite psychiatrist, and it's just a shock to know that Dr. Hassan could have done this. It was still kind of hard to believe. Okay. I need to get Christy on here. Yeah, Louis, did you just send TalkShoe an email about Osama? Oh, okay. I don't even know who this OI is, Logan. We got Logan in the chat room. What up, Logan? Feel free to call in. We got Logan in the TalkShoe chat room. Logan's Run. Logan's Run, the podcast. He has a podcast. Check him out. Logan's Run, the podcast.com. And I guess he, it looks like he just does stuff about, So, it's just the whole thing is fucking weird to me. It really is. So, hold on. I just got like a freaking thing from, and looking for Christmas. Damn it. I'm tired of getting freaking spam from fucking Skype. Skype keeps has people spamming me all the time. Block. We got can't call, have a training show in a moment, but we got a complaint about a chatter named OL who I see is in your all right. Whatever, you know, he gave me some ratings. He stayed for the ratings. And he didn't stay long. I wasn't even paying attention to the chat. Some dude, whatever. So. So anyways, we're going to be moving on. What else we got? What else we got going? I really didn't, You know, you could catch Stargate Universe on Hulu, in case you didn't know. Oh, okay. Alrighty. So anyways, we got this going here. Checking out. We got what we got reporting on the Crutch Radio Show. And did I just log out of the fucking? Oh, I did. My bad. Let's see what's in the chat room. Oh, I can't believe I did that shit.
So,
Dr. iPhone is here. Cough into your cell, get diagnosis. Software can help analyze whether infection is viral or bacterial. Coughing into your cell phone could soon save you a trip to the doctor's office. New research by American and Australian scientists aims to diagnose cold, flu, pneumonia, or other respiratory diseases by analyzing coughs with software. The research could save patients across the world a trip to the doctor's office. Instead, they could simply cough into their cell phone and receive a diagnosis a few seconds later. Story continues below. Why haven't we been measuring coughs? Asked Suzanne Smith of Star Analytical Services, a Massachusetts company developing cough analyzing software for disease diagnosis. The company was recently awarded a Gates Foundation grant to develop the software for developing countries. It's the most common symptom when a patient presents, and we are relying on doctors and nurses with good old technology from the 19th century. The average cough only lasts a quarter of a second, but the short bursts of sound and air create an explosive release of air. Microbes and foreign particles from the lungs contain subtle hints about the health of the body. Doctors generally classify coughs as wet or dry, with a subcategory of productive or non-productive, a reference to the presence or production of mucus in the lungs. Most healthcare professionals can distinguish between the two kinds, and each kind gives subtle hints about whether a person has bacterial or viral infection. Pretty soon, you're going to be checking to see if you have AIDS on your cock, because the secretion of precum can be wiped on your iPhone, and then yes, the precum app. Has anyone heard of the precum app? Pretty soon, you know, if you're having a run, you wipe your ass on the iPhone, and it analyzes it. And you see whether it's the chimichanga you had last night. It's like, just do what you're doing. I'm wiping my ass with the iPhone to analyze my shit. Oh no, you're gonna take it. Like, let's say you have a blister on your cock. You take a picture. You send it to your doctor. And bada bing, bada boom, you're on the sex offender registry for sexting. That joke was for Kevin. That joke was for Kevin. I hope he enjoyed that one. The Bedford, Massachusetts scientists think that there is much more information hidden in coughs, though, and are trying to tease out that information. Your mama! Okay, all right, I'm a disease. Oh, okay. By analyzing specific sounds inside coughs. A cough was a specific structure. First comes the inhalation, a sharp intake of air into the lungs. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. I got the LOL. That's Louis B for the win. Oh, man. So. Man. Oh, God. I think I just ran through that whole story. I really hate when I do this. I just totally run through the fucking story. Let me call Christy. Let me bother Christy real quick. She's on. We got. Yeah, she's not picking up. So. And also we got We Are Change LA injects H1N1 flu propagandist with a dose of common sense. They confront somebody. And we got another video from James David Manning. Pastor James David Manning. We actually had him on the show. Blacks are not inferior, just crazy as hell. The Honorable James David Manning, PhD, explains that black people should not be viewed as inferior, just problematic. And, okay, Sam Donaldson, let's get rid of the Fed now before they do further damage. That's a video that we got there. And, wow, this is from rawstory.com. African Americans against Obama. African Americans slam Obama in White House protest. Decrying Barack Obama as white power and blackface, hundreds of African Americans marched on Washington on the White House Saturday to protest policies of the first black president and demand that he bring U.S. troops home. More than 200 people gathered for the first public demonstration by African Americans against the Obama administration since his historic inauguration in January and slammed the president for continuing that what they described as Washington's imperialist agenda around the world. Is that the sound of a revolution about to happen? Yes, it is. Fee, fi, fo, foogie. You're pissing off the blacks. The first black president is pissing off the blacks. They're dumb pissed off now. Oh, looks like, oh, look, they're being joined by white people. Oh, and look, they're being joined by Hispanics. They all hate the president now. We all hate the president. We are tired of the bullshit. Oh, and it happened a lot quicker because you know what? We learned from our mistakes. We're not going to let 8 years pass by again. We're not going to let them steal another election. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, right. What an asshole. So, that's all he does. That's all he freaking does. So we get inside of that. Several demonstrations held up placards bearing messages such as U.S. out of Afghanistan and stop U.S. war against Iraq. Charles Barron, a New York City councilman and former member of the former member of the Black Panthers. Ball busting. Charles Barron, a New York City councilman and former member of the Black Panthers, a black power movement in the mid-1960s and 70s, attacked the president for turning a cold shoulder to the plight of African Americans. You know what? We've been warning you that he wasn't for you. He wasn't for you. He was for the banking industry. He was going to screw us all. Oh, and now y'all surprised. Okay, now you know. We don't want to give him a chance. Now we don't want to give him a chance. Yeah, we're not satisfied with him, and this hope and change rap has not been a reality for black people, Barron told American Free Press during the demonstration. We are glad that Barack Obama broke up the white male monopoly on the White House, but we're not looking for a change in the occupants of the White House from white to black. We're looking for change in foreign policies and domestic policies, he added. Amen. To have a black person exploiting me just like a white person, that's no easier pain. The group was also calling for the release of former Black Panther Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was convicted in 1982 of killing a white police officer and sentenced to death. Yeah, but, you know, the motherfucker actually did it. He actually did kill somebody. He was convicted. And he's a socialist. Fuck Mubia. Seriously, fuck Mubia. We don't need him running around. Yeah, he's smart. Yeah, you know, yeah, he says a lot of correct things, but he still don't change that he's a socialist. And the fact that he did kill the police officer. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld Abu Jamal's conviction in April and rejected his bid for a new trial. Black Americans voted overwhelmingly for Democrat Obama in last year's election when he defeated Republican Senator John McCain. About 13% of U.S. citizens are African American. Also, they're no longer the 8%ers. And also, Mark Dice of the ResistanceManifesto.com, or the Resistance, was going around trying to sell a one-ounce gold coin for $50, and nobody wanted it. No one wanted to buy a $50 gold coin. And as you know what? Oh, God. Oh, now he's, all right. Now he's fucking around. Now he's fucking around, and I gotta fucking smack him down again. You know, I hate having to do this. But, you know, he leaves me no fucking choice. He never leaves me no fucking choice. He's just being a fucking pain in the ass now. And I gotta fucking put the bullet in him.
Hello?
May you get raped by Franca. May she fucking force her disease-ridden, fat, disgusting, hairy pussy, shove it on your fucking face and fucking smother you, you fucking dumb guinea.
That's pretty funny.
Get the fuck, you know, what the fuck is your problem? What, you got, are you lonely? You're lonely? What's wrong? You're tired of jerking off, so you come and fuck with me while I'm doing my show? Damn, get a fucking life, nigga, damn.
Such a baby.
Yeah, you, I'm such a baby, but you're fucking on my dick. You're crushing me. I'm tired of you being sitting on my cock. Get off my dick. God damn, it's for girls, not for you. I keep telling you. That's why I don't get hard for you, because I'm not attracted to you like that.
You know who I'm sending after you, though?
Who?
A secret weapon.
Yeah, what, the Jew gene?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got something for his ass too. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. I've been infused with the hate for the Jews now since this weekend. So go ahead.
All right.
All right. And I'll send, and then I'll send Pat after you. He wants your address. He got pissed off with me because I didn't give him your address. Just earlier, he wanted your phone number. He wanted to text some shit to you. I'm about to give him your house number. So you send him. I sent Pat. All right.
What kind of deal is that?
No, you know what I mean. What kind of deal is that? I'm just saying. You go ahead. You want to send him to start fucking with me? I'll send Pat your phone number. Watch. All right. So now you know. And Pat's gay too. He wants.
I know.
Yeah. So.
A little Felix. Was.
Yeah. So you drop some napalm on me. I'll fucking drop a whole fucking nuke on you, like you was Japan. Fucking burn your skin onto a building. Like, it's hilarious.
Done?
No, you done?
Yeah.
All right, then. Go fuck yourself now. All right. God damn, I gotta fucking do it. Jesus Christ. All right. Again, no one wanted, so we got a video, no one wants a 1 ounce gold for $50. I would have talked them down to $20 and would have been laughing. I would have ran away with that. I would have talked them down to $20. Be like, you know what? And when you know, and be like, hey, I just freaking made a whole freaking profit right now, over $1,000 profit. And I wouldn't spend it up. I wouldn't even use that gold coin. I would end up saving it till it was like $1 million an ounce. Because, you know, it's probably going to end up going up that high. $1 million an ounce. And look, and if America, if you were smart, if you guys were smart, you would start buying gold, silver, and them. Because, look, the Indians, the dotheads, they're buying that shit up real quick. They just bought up like 2,000 tons or 200 tons of gold. They're not playing around. Hey, China's buying up gold. Why? Stop looking towards these politicians to fix it because they're not trying to fix it. If they were really trying to fix it, they would have been doing what India and them were doing. They would have shut down the Fed already. They're not trying to fix shit. They wouldn't be trying to water down Ron Paul's bill to end the Fed or to audit the Fed. You know, really, if they really gave a shit. So you want to get yourself out of this economic bullshit? Hey, guess what? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Protect your own fucking self. You know, hey, bust your ass like I'm doing. I'm actually trying to bust my ass and earn like $1,000 a month. I mean, a week, my bad. I'm trying to earn $1,000 a week so that way I could probably get me a gold coin. Just, hey, really? Hey, nice. Get me some silver. Get me a whole bunch of fucking silver. Ugh, golly. Anyways, damn, my fucking voice is feeling fucking raw. All right, I'm gonna take another quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture. Absolutely. I mean, that's grounding.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com, save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 points. Use your promo code CSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Cause I gotta cry.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Yeah, okay, we're back. We got some more stuff. As everyone may know, the Obama bill passed on Saturday. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're all screwed. Last nail. There's no America's doomed. Oh, man. Anyways, fuck it. You know what? I'm really, really, really tired, guys. Sorry about this, but I think I'm done for today. Check us back out Wednesday. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern. And this Saturday, we're going to have some new bands playing. But I'm going to end this show with this song. It's by Chip Foo. And it's called Love Me Cincy. Enjoy.
This one, down in the north. I'll turn it out down in the north.
Plenty, anytime it's seven of me, move me, roll one, 10 feet, smoke when I joke, when I laugh, when I choke, when I'm gently, run up another one, then proceed.
Oh, hey,
I don't ever leave, then I help, when I feel, when I turn me, put him in my tongue, but I don't see, proceed, hey, I'm taking to me, just gonna show me,
yeah,
I'm on a dark day. Every time in the dark, but it ain't gonna fly day. Sitting on the road, do me things.